Time to pour this tea, stir this tea, and sip this tea. Let's get right into it.
Yes, we are spilling the tea, starting out with Lil Nas X. He and Cardi B have been hit with a copyright infringement for Rodeo, a track they released earlier this year, so they're going to have to deal with that. Lil Nas X, though, is going on the record talking about how his smash hit, though, Old Town Road, was actually created.
And I was like, it has to, like, bring all the things I have going on, which is, like, you know, the funny meme culture kind of thing, along with hip hop, and let's mix it up and make it different with the country, you know? So let's like put all that into one, let's like ball it up. Let's make sure this song is short, to the point, and it sounds amazing, but it's also funny.
Was Lil Nas X at a bowling alley? What's going on?
Lots of fun sound effects in the background there. He also credits Billy Ray for taking it to the next level. That's just what Billy Ray Cyrus does, right? Moving on to Aaron Carter. We've been really worried about him because he's had this erratic behavior lately. Then, of course, yeah, he got the huge face tattoo, which I found out he actually wanted his entire face covered. And the tattoo artist was like, whoa, dude, let's just do half. Simmer down. But Aaron, this is very emotional. Over on Marriage Boot Camp Family Edition, he feels responsible for the death of family members.
I felt like I'd been responsible for the death of my sister, for the death of my dad, for my family falling apart.
My heart goes out to him. He's such a tortured soul. His sister passed away in 2012 after a drug overdose, and his dad died in 2017 after a heart attack. He's carrying all that around, so I hope he really gets the help that he needs.
Yeah, there's definitely something going on there.
He's having some major issues, so of course, sending thoughts and prayers his way. Now, Drake's dad is upset because Drake has been saying that his dad was an absentee father. His dad saying that is not the case.
I said, Drake, why are you saying all of this different stuff about me, man? Like, this is not cool. And he goes, Dad, it sells records.
I said, okay, well, cool.
So basically, yeah, he was just saying he kind of made it up. What?
I don't know.
There's got to be some truth there.
Things can be embellished a bit. But
exactly.
I mean, what person could be like, yeah. Hey, I was an absentee father.
I was the
Thanks
worst.
For interviewing me.
Exactly. So he's trying to set the record straight. And Chance the Rapper also setting the record straight. He was doing a little carpool karaoke over with James Corden. And they got to talking about, hey, do you have Obama's cell phone number?
No. So I don't have his, I don't have a number for him, but I have a number for him. I have a person that I could call that will say, okay, I'll have him call you. That's the same way with Jay-Z. Jay-Z and Barack Obama are very, very similar.
So he can call a guy who can call a guy who can get him access. That's how it rolls.
I would kind of like that. Like, people have to go through Pork Chop to talk to me.
Yes.
Like, sorry, Joe is so busy right now napping, but I'll connect you later.
I would love it if someone picked up my phone, Mackenzie Ross' phone.
Well, we can do that with your old number. Is it still active?
That you gave away.
All right.
Possibly, yes.
Mackenzie with the T here on Joe and Mackenzie. The average American does this almost 400 times alone each year. That is a lot. And the majority of people say that they actually look forward to doing this alone.
Ooh.
What do you think it is? I'm going to tell you in less than 10 minutes here on Joe and Mackenzie.